Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You want to be with the best. That's Purdy Insurance. Why? They'll find you the right insurance. You're covered. They also will find you the best price. If it's the kind of insurance that you can go over state lines to get, they'll do it. And not only that, but they'll update it all the time. And if something were to happen, they will be your greatest advocate, working on your behalf. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. The Warriors even up the NBA Finals.
And Iguodala takes it across midcourt. Throws cross court. There's Cook again on right side. Three. Got another one. Quinn Cook with three threes here in the fourth quarter. And the Warriors are back up by 10.
Quinn Cook. The Warriors, to their credit, have found other people to step up and make plays.
I think that's the fun part watching that team play. Because, sure, all you hear is about, you know, Steph Curry. You know, you got Boogie Cousins back in there now. You know, who knows with Klay Thompson the rest of the way in the series. But, yeah, it's just great to – Andre Iguodala, I mean, he's what now, 35?
Yeah, Iguodala. Yeah, Iguodala.
So, but it's great to hear a couple of the different players kind of step in. And
I think he's the suit's age. No,
old-looking 35.
My God. I'm very sore. But Cook has stepped up. Bell has stepped up. Yeah, to a point, Lundy has stepped up. So I give them credit. They've found ways. And again, they were on the road. And on the road, they won. They tied the series up. Perfect. It is not, to me, the interesting part, it's tied at a game apiece. I just don't feel like it's been a compelling series yet. I don't know. You feel like watching it, you feel like there's something's missing as I watch it. But maybe that'll change once they get to Oakland. All of a sudden they'll play a couple games there. Like, okay. Well, now if it gets to like a game six or something, then maybe at that point it does capture the imagination. It hasn't quite captured mine yet. I've watched it. I haven't been into it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it, but with Toronto, it's like Kawhi Leonard and everybody else on the team. And that's not really, maybe not fair to say, because you got Marc Gasol.
Sure it is. You know. Sure it's fair to say. No offense, but that's what it is. They got Kawhi Leonard, yeah, and they got that Lowry guy. They got Siakam. And they got Danny Green. Wasn't he with the Spurs with Kawhi? You know what's interesting about Toronto, though? Here's a fun fact for you. For the first time since 1966, you have a team playing in the NBA Finals that does not have a single player that was in the top 14 of any draft.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, they don't have a single guy that would be, quote, in the lottery part of the draft. Because Kawhi Leonard was not a lottery pick. I remember watching him at San Diego State because they were in the same bracket as Penn State in the NCAA tournament. I was like, whoa, that dude can play. I'm watching him. I knew he was good, but you watch him in person, you're like, holy mackerel, he's good. But yeah, he was not. The baseball draft is tonight. We talked about Jake Schiener in the opening half hour because that was the reason that he's the guy that the Phillies gave up for Jay Bruce. And it's the right move to make. Well, the Orioles hold, I mean, you got to give the credit to the Orioles. You do earn the first overall pick. Okay. Sorry about that. Dick and Milton, big Orioles fans, sorry. But the Orioles have the first overall pick. Many feel the consensus first overall pick is Adley Rutschman of Oregon State. Okay. Switch hitter. They like his work behind the plate. Yet, the Orioles might not take him. And one of the reasons may be money. And because there's only so much bonus money you can give out. But when you look at according to Elias, the Orioles do have the second largest bonus pool to hand out. They can hand out $13 million in bonuses. But at the same time, the Orioles, and this can be beneficial to them, but they have four picks in the top 80. Now, if they were to draft Adley Rutschman, his slot would probably be about $8 to $8.5 million. And it's all slotted. Also, the Orioles are not enamored with the medicals they've been able to get back on Rutschman. I mean, bruised leg last year, shoulder problems preventing him from playing quarterback in high school, but this is all stuff in the past. It should not be issues now, but that may be an excuse that they use. But the Orioles do have four picks in the top 80, and they've got some. They have bonus money to spend. They've got that. Now, they're going to go tonight. And it starts with round one tonight. And I think they get through round 10 tonight, I believe. And then it's 10 through 40 tomorrow. Actually, no, it's the first two rounds are tonight. Then they'll resume and do eight more rounds, 3 through 10 on Tuesday, and then it's they'll go rounds 11 through 40 on Wednesday. Okay. Now this is what you need to watch if you're a Williamsport fan. It's, you know, it's just a simple formula we try to remind everybody of. If the Phillies draft a high school player, that player will not go to Williamsport. Now, that player may end up a year from now in Williamsport, but this year they won't be there. So if they draft a high school player, they're going to send him to Clearwater. If they draft a college player, now the odds change dramatically of that player being in Williamsport. Adam Hazley. Bohm last year. I mean, he was the third overall pick in the draft. He was up at Williamsport. I mean, those players We mentioned Jake Schiner. Jake Schiner, if I recall, he was a fourth-round pick. Philadelphia. And again, he went to Williamsport because he was out of college. So if you're a high school player, you'll go, like in the case of the Spikes, the Cardinals organization, that player, if it's a high school player, would go to Jupiter. The Phillies, that player would go to Clearwater. If it's a college player, now the odds of them going to Williamsport or State College grow exponentially. So that, as you watch the names in the draft, and you see a draft list, and you want to see them early in their career, that's the mindset you have to have. So first two rounds tonight, rounds 3 through 10 tomorrow, rounds 11 through 40 on Wednesday. It is intriguing in our area because some of these players will be the ones that stock the teams that we watch, State College or Williamsport. But it doesn't have the same impact as other drafts because Zion Williamson will be the first overall pick by the New Orleans Pelicans. Well, guess what Zion Williamson will be doing next November? He'll be in the starting lineup for the New Orleans Pelicans. Kyler Murray's the first overall pick by the Arizona Cardinals. Well, in September, Kyler Murray should be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. If Adley Rutschman is picked first overall by the Baltimore Orioles, he will not be playing a game in Baltimore for a minimum of at least 2 years, if not longer. That's the difference between the baseball draft and the football and basketball drafts. Not as intriguing. But we want to give you a helpful hint every once in a while as to how to follow it, what it means. And that's the helpful hint. High school, Florida, college, maybe here. Jay Bruce, he won't be here. Okay? No Jay Bruce. He'll be in Philadelphia. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us on the show yesterday. Pocono 400 was yesterday. Bush won it yesterday. I think it was Kyle Busch that won it yesterday over at Pocono International Raceway. The IndyCar race for that, it's in August? Does that sound right?
Yes.
I think they have another NASCAR race there, and then the IndyCar race is in August.
That's right.
At the Trioul. And we actually did a show out there once. Had Scott Goodyear on the show and had several visits from security and the police. There was something about restraining orders. I didn't really know what that meant.
Yeah.
I mean, all I know is there were several people involved with the Andretti family kept stopping by to see if somebody was still there.
Well, between the two of you, you know, one had to stay focused and keep the boat afloat, you know.
Well, I'm over there doing the show, and I'm keep looking over, and it's like they keep pointing at the other guy. I'm like, okay, now who could that have been?
I think I got Mario for you. Give me 10 minutes.
I'm working my connections. Great, yeah, I'm sure you are.
I knew it was an outside shot last month, but I sent an email out to maybe get the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on our show. You know, you don't know unless you try. But now I'm wondering about the accuracy of that contact that was given to me by the former producer of this show. No, it wasn't Tony. It wasn't for Tony George. It was for his successor.
Okay. His successor. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Gee, I feel like we missed out on a big one. All right, so
those were Doug Bowles. Doug Bowles is the current president of.
Oh, Doug Bowles.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Doug Bowles.
Maybe next year. We'll see.
All right.
Never say
that. Very nice. I think that was a movie, wasn't it?
And a song.
A Bond movie.
And a song by The Fray, about 10 years ago. My favorite song from The Fray.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So Roger Goodell would like to see them reduce preseason games. Good. And they're going to push for getting more regular season games. If the players are going to want more money for the regular season. All right. Because it's two more games.
If one game would be shaved off, there'd be three things I would want to see. The team that loses the most ticket revenue and the, you know, like other revenue, like in stadium revenue, you know, like swag, drinks or food, that kind of thing. Like the average, right. The average cost that franchises would lose and the team that would lose the least. I'd be curious to see those three different figures. Look, which teams would they be in, and the difference of
look at the TV contracts. I mean, really, to lose money as an NFL owner, you need to be an idiot. I mean, all the money that's brought in for TV media. You know, I'm talking about, you know, streaming, things like that, radio contracts. And I mean, you're getting all this money. You haven't even sold the ticket yet. And guess what?
Because we're now about a year and a half out from the next round of negotiations.
And you, right, and they're doing it right now.
And you bring up streaming. Yeah. That's going to be big as to where that's going to go next.
No question. No question it's going to be big. But the number that you get from just television, take streaming out of it. Just television, ironically, is the exact same number as the salary cap. Interesting, don't you think?
I would have never guessed that.
Right. Now, I mean, now, you haven't sold a ticket yet. You haven't sold a parking space yet. You haven't sold a hot dog yet. You haven't sold an adult beverage yet. You haven't done any of that yet. Yet the primary cost has been taken care of. It's awfully hard to lose money in the NFL. Very hard. I mean, let's give them credit. I mean, it's... Although, have you seen now in the NBA? In the NBA, they do not want the word owner being used any longer because they don't like the connotation of what the word owner means. They would prefer CEO, there's a couple others, maybe president, something.
And I would think quite a few of them have already other business ventures, and they're known as president, CEO. So yeah, it's really not much difference.
I mean, if the players wanted that as a preference, all right. What, for example, Rodgers? He would be president and CEO, right? Does that sound right? What Rodgers' title?
Our Roger? Yes.
Yes,
that is correct.
I think he's president and CEO.
On the money. Yes.
Hmm? Yeah. What's perfectly. We know exactly who he is and what he does. I don't really need a title to know who he is. he is the big guy. Okay.
Our big guy is actually hanging out with another big guy, Mickey Mouse, down in Florida this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Fam on a nice
That's
little vac-
great.
Yeah, fam on a little vacay this week, celebrating Sam's high school graduation. Way to go, Sam.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations to Sam.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's down there visiting Mickey Mouse because he just didn't feel like any longer looking at digital media and thinking Mickey Mouse.
Pluto.
All right, so.
Dumbo. All, you know.
Why are you calling it a Mickey Mouse operation?
He's hanging with Donald Duck, not Daffy Duck. But.
Jamie, drive back to the road.
All good.
Okay. Just remember, You're in charge of them.
This week, right.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's out next week, so... On a rotation
basis.
Can
you blame her?
Yeah.
It's not a rotation. Can you blame her?
On a rotating basis on that end of the building. So glad we're over here.
We're over in the cocoon. For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy serving this valley for decades. Hey, look, you know what? There's great security when you know you're working with the best. There's great security in knowing you've chosen the best. I mean, that brings a comfort level that you really cannot put a price on. And with Purdy Insurance, you know that when you go with them, you're going with the best. That they're going to find you the right insurance. They're going to find you the best price. They're going to update. They're going to make sure that you know everything is taken care of. If something happens, they're going to go out of their way to take all the pressure off of you and take care of it on their end to the fullest extent they possibly can. Customer service means everything to them. They're just good people who are really good at their jobs and really care. And you aren't a number. They care about you. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I'm in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Another incredible group that really cares. They care about their customers very, very much. And they have a great service department, too. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So, again, Roger Goodell wants to bag preseason games. Wants to bag them. Not all of them. I mean, what number do you need? I think you need two. I mean, essentially, they're playing, what, in part of one and then a little bit more in the other? I think you need two. I mean, the fourth game, they don't play at all.
And then you make the second game the dress rehearsal, and then the third game maybe the game that many won't play at all.
All right, so you'd eliminate one.
I just, man, it's just a, maybe it's just because with the influence of Tony Knopp with all of his appearances on this show, I just wonder, you know, how you can, you definitely have, man, you definitely can't lose any games for sure. So then would you take
one
of them?
Yeah, you can.
Would you take one
yes,
of them?
Yes, you can.
Would you take a preseason game and make it a regular season game? Like then would you have a... Then would you play 17 regular season games and 3 preseason games? Or would you lose one completely altogether? I just wonder 32 owners just would deem that unacceptable if you lose one complete game. And
well, first of all, everybody's buying their season tickets based on the regular season. They're not buying their season tickets based on 2 preseason games.
I did something interesting this morning. I must add some free time that I found, but I found a website, and it's the equivalent. It's like you want to buy a suite, okay, for one game, and it's the equivalent of StubHub, but it wasn't StubHub. It was something that was a different website. They just focus on suites, sporting events, concerts, and I was just curious, so I hopped on Heinz Field, how much the cost would be for a suite. And there were still a couple of suites available for the first home game in August against Tampa Bay. Right. And the cheapest suite was around, it was somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500, you would get 12 tickets and 2 parking spaces. And then I scroll.
Now you get 12 tickets. You don't have to. Do you not have to buy the tickets on top of the suite?
See, I thought that was all. I thought that was part of it.
I don't know. That's what you always have to check into. Okay, let's just use round numbers. Sean, it's $1,000 for the suite. All right. Now you can get up to 18 tickets. Now, if it's phrased that way, okay, how many tickets are you going to buy?
Yeah, when I saw that number, I figured that was the only. I figured that was the maximum number of people you could have in that suite. Like, you were buying all the tickets for that suite. But I was just curious how much suite prices were compared to regular season games when you're talking. They were skyrocketing between $15,000 and $25,000 per suite per game.
I think you have to buy the tickets on top of it, Sean.
Mm.
I'd be very surprised if it... Hey, I got a suite, and again, round numbers, for $1,000. Awesome! And you mean I got to buy the tickets, too? Oobly. There's, you know, there's... See, it's not. It's usually not as cut and dried as you would think it is.
There was a story that ran this morning in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Okay, for all right. of us, you know, people living way down here, how is it to live the suite life? So it was a story about how, you know, how you would obtain suite tickets. That's what it is.
Why don't you just go down the hall and ask the digital media guys? They've got tickets to all these things.
Is that true? I could have sworn he's skipped me for years and years. He's never been to a game, and when it's time to pull the trigger, he backs out.
When you're a high roller, you live with the high rollers. I don't think that's funny.
Like Drake, for instance. Then again, he's not in a suite. I was looking for President. I was waiting for President Obama sitting right next to Drake there last night, but he must have been up in a suite.
I'm sure he was in a suite, and supposedly he and Drake aren't seeing eye to eye.
Okay, that's a shame. It's too bad.
Is it really? No shame to me. I could see. That's what as you know about me, I really could care less. It's like, okay, there you go.
That was a little bit of my snarky gene flaring up there. So.
Man, the answer is no. I don't really care. But congratulations, by the way, to Danny Hale, who did such a great job for Bloomsburg for so long. He's been nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame. Jeff Hardings and Steve Wisniewski also have been nominated for the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll find out what the results are here down the line. You know who deserves Hall of Fame recognition? They have an area where broadcasters can get into the Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame. For example, Bill Hillgrove was put in 2007 for all the many great decades of work that he has done for college football. Lou Prado, who worked very hard in his own quiet way to make sure that Shane Conlon got nominated. Because Conlon went along, and Lou's looking at the Hall of Fame thing, and he's like, how come Shane Conlon's name never comes up? So Lou put some stuff together on Shane's behalf, and I think in part because of Lou's hard work and the testimony of others, Shane's name got on the College Football Hall of Fame list, and then he was inducted. Well, Lou started to do the same thing on behalf of Fran Fischer. But he started doing it in 2011. Now, you know what that means. Everything breaks loose here. And when it does, it's not the best time to do something like that. I think that's the conclusion Lou reached. And I think, given the circumstances at the moment, you have to put yourself in the moment as to what happened back then. Well, now you're like, I don't think we ought to go through with this, at least, and then wait a little bit. But there are other, you know, you look at what Fran did for a great program, especially when you look at the 70s. Now, Fran was the third guy in the 60s. You know, and I know that role because that was the role I had from 83 to 90 on the football network. Fran from 66 to 69 was the third guy on the network. So he takes over as the play-by-play guy in 70. And then you look at what Fran did from 70 through 82. And that era is significant because there was only a game a week on TV. If you were able to get two games a year on TV, regular season game, bowl game, it's a good year. If you were to somehow get two regular season games and a bowl game on TV, it was an awesome year. Back in the early 70s, it was a 10-game schedule. Then they went to 11, which then you add in a bowl game, it becomes 11 and 12. Okay. That meant the vast majority of games in the era of the 70s happen to be either you're in the stadium to watch it or you're listening to Fran Fischer and Jim Tarman on the radio. And watching the games or watching TV quarterbacks on a Sunday night or listening to the games, those were your avenues. So Larry Munson at Georgia, legendary voice of Georgia. John Ward at Tennessee, legendary voice of Tennessee. Bob Ufer, Michigan, legendary voice there. Obviously, Bill Hillgrove at Pitt. But Fran Fischer was every bit to Penn State what those guys were to Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan, and Pitt, respectively. Fran was every bit of that. Then when he came back for the final 6 years, you know, because he did, what, 13 years from 70 to 82, the final 6 years, years 14 through 19 for him, he was paired with George Paterno. And even in a TV era, they delighted the masses of Penn State fans of having two good friends on the radio that were good friends to the listeners. And it felt like they were listening to their two good friends sitting in the living room watching the game. I would hope, I don't know how it's possible, and it's, maybe it's something Lou can put back in at some point, but I would hope that at some point, Fran, you know, obviously Fran has since passed, but for his family, I think it would mean gold to them to get that kind of recognition. And it was something that Lou had started to work on at Fran's behalf, because Lou, Fran and Lou were very close. He started to work on Fran's behalf. And then, of course, when everything happened in 2011, then it got stalled. And so every time the Hall of Fame list comes out, yeah, I always sit back and I think about that. You know, that something like that would... You know... Something like that would happen. It's like, ah, man, of all the... All the things that happen. But I just, you know, you see some of the other names that are in there, you think, you know what, Fran was every bit to, quote, us, as these people were to them. Right. Yeah, I think that's fair.
More than fair. And beloved by so many as well.
Well, exactly. I mean, Bob Eufer was beloved at Michigan all those years he was there. You know, John Ward was absolutely beloved by Tennessee all the years he was there. And I think that, I want to say it's the Chris Schenkel Award, I think. I mean, these are the guys. Let me see if they got a list here. I don't know. Established in 1996.
And for me, one of my first indoctrinations growing up as a kid was watching him and, you know, Joe every week and, you know, getting my information on TV quarterbacks. It was just such a fixture on Channel 3. It was a weekly tradition outside of the game.
Chris Schenkel. It's named after Chris Schenkel. He got the first one, right? Jack Kristol from Mississippi State. Max Falkenstein from Kansas. Jack Fleming. Of course, he did the Steelers forever. West Virginia. Jack was a very nice man. Liked him very much. Ray Christensen of Minnesota. Ray Christensen was about as nice a man as you'd ever want to meet. Frank Fallon. Met Frank when he was at Baylor. Right? Frank has since passed away. So has Ray. So has Jack. Bob Brooks from Iowa. You know how much I love Bob Brooks. And he's passed away. His son Rob's still in the network. Larry Munson of Georgia. Bob Robertson at Washington State. Tony Roberts at Notre Dame. I know Tony. Our great friend Johnny Holiday. I think the world of Johnny, you know that. Bill Hillgrove. Bob Curtis of Idaho. Dick Galliette at Yale. Larry Zimmer. Talked to Larry a couple times. Good man out of Colorado. Joe Starkey at Cal. He called "The Band Is on the Field." Woody Durham. The late Woody Durham. Met him a couple times. First class all the way. Bob Berry of Oklahoma. Gene Deckerhoff of Florida State. You know, I think the world of Gene. And we've had Gene on the show. Frank Beckman at Michigan. And you know how I feel about him. Frank and I became very good friends over the years. Jim Hawthorne at LSU. Bob Rondo of Washington, whose last game was the Fiesta Bowl. Good man. John Teacher of UTEP, and then this past year was Dave South of Texas A&M. Look, Fran is every bit. It's interesting, John Ward's not in here. Munson is, but Ward isn't. Fran Fisher's every much to Penn State with all these, and this is with great respect to all these names. Fran is every bit to us what these names are to them. Just my opinion. And obviously very prejudiced because of the Fran's our guy. Come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. It's least we've had a sunny day today. Ooh, man.
Crisp
baseball
and,
draft
crisp
is...
And clean, crisp and clean and refreshing. We're going to have another nice one tomorrow, too.
So I go over to Lowe's today.
Okay.
And I just want to just touch up the trim around the garage and a couple of ancillary doors, right? You know, touch up stuff. So I go in there and I said, well, what are you looking for? I was looking for white paint. Well, we've got this and this. I said, look, I'm looking for white paint. Okay. Well, we got this, flat. I said, I want white paint.
But you have to understand, we have 20 different swatches of white paint. What? Giving you lots of options here.
I said, I really don't care. I just want white. I said, the trim is white. I said, well, I guess this would make it easiest for you. I said, no, what would make it easier for me is if you came over and did it for me.
No, this can of white here we're offering, it may not match up with the white you already have in your current home.
Look,
it's like instant replay.
Either way, it's going to cover it up. Okay, so it doesn't matter what the old white was.
It's like instant replay. It's like they're oversimplifying it.
It's a replay. They've got to change. Sometimes less is more. I'll give you one. The NHL. The NHL uses minimal instant replay. They check for goals. And I think they check to see about potential head injuries. That's it. I just don't... I thought it was going to be an awesome idea. This is great. I'm glad they've got it. But now it's just getting to the point of like last night I mentioned earlier, Siakam went up to dunk it, and I think it was Klay Thompson went up. I think he was trying to get to it, but he hit the rim, and the rim popped, and it popped the ball out. Okay, it wasn't called. That's fine. It happens.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.